T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The honest to God truth, Folsy, is I was scared when I showed up at Cortland. It's hard for me to admit all these years later.
Was that your second college stop or your first?
First. I did so badly on the SATs. I drank hard cider the night before and was technically still drunk for them. I barely got my name right. And then in the middle of the SATs, I decided, screw it, I don't care anymore. And I tried to guess, is it still taken in pencil?
Yeah, I think so.
Where you fill in the little eggs, right?
Yeah, the little bubbles.
I said, I'm not doing well on this no matter what. So I'm going to try to guess if there's a pattern. A certain pattern that the maker of the test, maybe an S pattern.
Wow.
And just started filling in the eggs, and I got an 860 and couldn't get in anywhere. Literally nowhere. And it took my dad, his buddy, my dad went to Cortland State. That's where he met my mom. And so it took him requesting his friend, Victor Gerhardt, Uncle Victor, even though he wasn't technically an uncle. Do you have friends like that, Folsy, you call them uncle or aunt? And is it aunt or aunt, by the way?
I always go aunt.
I go aunt. Yeah. Aunt Viv, for example, or in this situation, Aunt Gert.
Gert?
Uncle Victor. Yes, Gertrude. Yes.
Okay.
So Uncle Victor was a superintendent of schools near Cortland, a prominent Cortland graduate. And it took my dad soliciting him to write a letter of recommendation for me. All lies, by the way, about what a person of high character I was. And
and there you are, drunk your second night at Cortland
right,
State.
Right, so there I was.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And high character.
That's exactly right. So he got me in, basically, to Cortland State. I don't know where I was going. I didn't even want to go. My dad just dropped me off there. And I was late. I'll never forget. The first night there, they had already had their orientation, right? Their freshman orientation. So they were all at least acting like they were buddies. And there's lots of hills at Cortland State. And the first night, I was walking back to the dorm, Cheney Hall. And the guys who would be my buddies were in a pack walking down. And I copped the attitude of screw them before they're going to get me, right? So they looked at me, I looked at them, and I walked right past them. And I thought, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Where am I? I mean, is it upstate New York? Yes.
I don't know.
Near Ithaca. It's near not far past Syracuse. How did I get here? And I resented them and hated them before I ever met them. But then the second night, the warm rum and that song was the trick.
Wow.
Got me through. Of course, I only lasted a year.
So why did you resent them right away? Was it because you didn't go to that orientation? Because you just figured that they were eventually going to hate you? What was the line of thinking there?
The line of thinking was, I'm going to reject them before they reject me. It's a common line of thinking for small children on up.
Now, had you faced a lot of rejection in your life prior to that point for you to adopt such thinking?
In my imagination, yes.
But
and
not,
maybe
but not
some
really.
In reality, yeah,
okay.
Maybe some, but mostly in my imagination.
So my other question is, why drink the hard cider before the SATs? What was the line of thinking there? Did you know that you weren't going to do well?
Just
and you
that I wanted
to
drink
or
hard
just,
cider,
okay.
and it was the thing available. I remember that particular party. Yeah, I think that was at Rich Cole's house, as a matter of fact.
No relation. I don't think.
Yeah, I wound up behind a hedge. And then in the morning, I had to scramble, scurry to get to the SATs. And there I was and just had no interest. But I did discover at Cortland State that if I actually opened a book and read it, that miraculously, I knew the answers on the test.
How
I was like,
that?
I felt like I was cheating. What is this? Cheating? You read the book, you know the answers.
This is really how
they
it
allow
works?
This?
Yeah.
Yes. How about your college experience, Folsy? When you arrived at Waynesburg, did you feel a little out of place? Did
I
you did. Already know people?
Not really, no. I didn't know my freshman roommate. His name was Brandon Satterly. He went to Ambridge High School. I went to Shaler. So we had connected, I think, through Facebook, like a couple weeks before. It said, hey, man, you know, I saw that, because we got letters saying, you know, you're going to be in this hall, your roommate is this person.
Yeah.
So we both received those letters at home. We reached out via Facebook. Hey, I saw your, you know, we're roommates this year. Awesome, you know, whatever. And got there. I think I got there before him. And the first couple days, it was like a feeling each other out kind of thing. You know, it's always kind of awkward, like, you know.
Very awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. How much space do I take up with my stuff?
Exactly,
you know, like,
yes.
How
was
much...
it a Spartan little tiny dorm room?
Oh, yes. Yes. Just white walls, white brick walls.
Yeah.
You know, you had to kind of fill it up with your own stuff just to make it more homey feeling. So you
right.
feel like you were in like a prison cell.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's scary in
yeah,
a way,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know this person. I'm going to be sleeping. You know, we had a bunk bed, so this I'm going to be sleeping above this person that I have no idea who he is.
What?
Yeah.
You had a bunk bed?
Yeah.
Even in 1983 at Cortland, they gave us our own little mattress,
well,
for God's sakes.
We could separate them. So I think eventually, maybe it wasn't like that at the beginning. Maybe I'm misremembering that. And eventually we bunked the beds just to make more room in
yeah.
the room.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the fact that I'm going to be sleeping in this little room with this person that I don't know was a little freaky.
Yeah, very strange.
Yes. But eventually, we became pretty good friends. He was a great guy. He was a lot of fun.
See,
he didn't really go to class very much, you know.
Yeah, neither did my first roommate. I told you about him, I think, just last week. Scotty from Staten Island.
Yeah,
all he did was
he
smoked pot and watched Press Your Luck all day.
I can remember, actually. Not smoking pot, but I have a vivid picture of him. I came back from class one time. I think he was sick. And he was sprawled out on our little blue couch, little two-seater couch, with a bowl of ramen, slurping it, watching The Price is Right.
Oh, you got a deal. You got to deal with the new person's, all their habits, right?
Yes.
And they have to deal with yours.
Right.
Imagine me. Imagine walking into me in an enclosed room.
You know what? I think it is helpful, though, because it helps you realize what your habits are, or at least it's supposed to, right? You're
yeah.
more aware of your tendencies.
Yes.
So that if you have annoying tendencies, hopefully you can get rid of those.
Like Ron and I, right?
Yes.
He's not here. He's still on vacation. He'll be on vacation the whole week. And I hope he's having a wonderful week.
Me too. Think he's in his Speedo right now?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I picture Ron... getting up early in the morning. I know he doesn't sleep well. And then I picture him going out on perhaps a deck, the pool, maybe even the beach in a beach chair with a nice book. He likes to read sports books. And he likes beer. I think those are his two favorite things. So I think after breakfast, he probably has cracked at least four. And he's reading a book. I don't know, about what?
Yeah. Reading a book about...
Joe Namath, perhaps.
Could
something
be,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like the 90s football team, something.
And reveling in it, I would imagine.
Enjoying it gleefully.
Yes, and I hope he's having a good vacation. I think he probably is.
How many hours per day does he wear his Speedo on vacation?
I think he heads out at 9, thereabouts, and wears it the whole day until it's time
to... Until 9 at night, 8 at night?
To drink at night, yeah. And then he changes and goes out to the little pool bar, which is where he met Jim Fish from Diamond Run. Remember that?
That's right.
Actually, in the pool in Florida is where he met Jim Fish and the Fish family.
I can see Ron just saddled up at the bar watching TVs, watching sports or whatever is on to the TVs.
Yeah. He's in his glory.
Life.
There's no doubt. And so are we, Folsy. You know why? As a segue to our opening topic. Some may not look at it this way. I'll grant you that. But it's baseball season. Baseball season is 2 days away. And do we have a different feeling about this baseball season? Do we have a different feeling? Pirates open in Cincinnati. Man, it's hard. It's hard on fans in general to be a fan of the Pirates. God bless me. But I think it's especially hard, obviously, when your team is in full tank mode, which they've been, undeniably. I mean, people sit here like idiots, including us, analyzing this team over the past couple years as if there was something to analyze. There wasn't, other than how's the tank job going?
Right.
And you know what? As far as tank jobs go, Give them an A.
Did
on
a pretty
that.
Good job.
Two top overall picks, including this year's. I was just reading before the show about who is there a consensus number one pick this year for the draft. And there is one. If only I could remember his name. His name is Dylan Cruz, an outfield center fielder from LSU. He's the number one pick. Somebody was asking him. Are asking me, are they going to take him? Are there going to be signability? No, there's no signability issues anymore, right? For the most part, you have an allotment of money that you're allowed to spend. You can't go over,
yeah.
And you probably won't go under. They haven't gone under. This is one thing they spend their money on. And the idea or the strategy is either you spend a ton of it on your first pick and then not so much on the rest, or
right.
As when they signed Henry Davis as the number one pick under slot, then they had a ton of money to spend on the rest of their class, which was widely acclaimed across baseball. Wow, look who the Pirates got. Well, they got that because they underspent on the number one pick. They didn't underspend on the number one pick because they didn't want to spend money.
Right.
They only have a certain amount of money to spend.
And they spent it.
Yes. With this guy, I think it's different. I think he's a clear-cut number one. I'm not sure that they have other guys targeted like that, like in that draft. So if I'm them, I'm putting my money into this guy. You? Not that I know a lot about him, but he's a consensus number one pick from what I've seen.
Well, going back to the Henry Davis year, I don't think there was a consensus number one pick, was there?
No,
not that
there
I
was
can
not.
Remember. I mean, they're even mock
there,
drafts
there
everywhere.
There was Rocker and Leiter.
And
remember?
Leiter.
I don't know where are they now. I don't know where they are now.
One of them is in Texas, I believe. And one of them is in Boston.
I mean, are they in the majors yet? I don't think
so.
Although I don't know. So I wouldn't swear to it either way, Folsy. I don't know.
But I think this was, if it's consensus and really is, he's clear-cut number one guy, that's much different than it was in that year when they went with Davis under slot and then used that money in other picks. And it's not like they can't use an outfielder, right? I mean, Andrew McCutchen's not going to be here much longer. Brian Reynolds, who knows what his future holds? And then the rest of it's a toss-up with Sawinski and all these guys. So, and a college player, you would hope, especially if he's the consensus number one pick, you see him here in a year or two.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't have any, I have concerns about how much they spend at the major league level, as we talked about yesterday. But as far as the draft, they give you an allotted amount to spend, and the Pirates spend it. So there's no more like going back to what was the dude's Matt Wieters when they refused to deal with Boris, and when that's gone. That concern is long gone. Jack Leiter is in the Texas organization, and at AA last year, he was 3-10 with a 5-something ERA.
Yikes!
So. Who knows with him? And now I'm suddenly obsessed. What was the other guy's name?
Kumar Rocker.
Where's he, Folsy?
He's with the Rangers as well.
What?
How did they land both of those guys?
I don't know. I mean, he played for the Tri-City Valley Cats, and he was 1-0, so he barely pitched.
That was in the independent league, I'm saying?
What? Can you look up the top five of the Henry Davis draft, Folsy?
Yes.
I don't know why we're opening with this or where we've gone here, but now I'm curious about this because people keep bitching and moaning about things that have long since passed as concerns. If they see a guy who they think is the number one pick, they're going to take him. Don't worry about that. Leiter was the second pick, and then a man named Jackson Jobe was picked.
Yeah, or maybe
Folsy.
It's Jobe.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is, for all I know. Where is he now? I'll tell you exactly where he is now. He played for the... I don't know. He's nowhere. He was picked out of high school. So he hasn't entered anywhere yet. So calm down on that, whoever emailed me or texted me or tweeted me that question, Folsy.
We might see Henry Davis this year.
We might.
Maybe.
I forget what I was even talking about. Oh, I was talking about...
issues.
Well, no, I went back to the original topic. Tanking. They did a hell of a job tanking.
Yeah.
They did. If you're going to do it, then do it right. Because the last place you want to be, I could ask the Steelers about this, is right in the middle of the pack without prime drafting position, with no hope, and I'm not saying they don't have hope moving forward because now they do have some prime drafting position, and now they do have some hope. But for these last several years, it's basically been middle of the pack, no hope to win a championship, bad drafting position. It's the worst place you can be in pro sports.
I wonder if the Pittsburgh Penguins are headed in that direction as well.
They're in that direction, yes. They've been in that direction. At least they're trying to win, right?
Well, I mean, at least they're making the playoffs and...
Yes. And
consistently.
So if you're going to tank, the Pirates have done it. I give them an A on the tank job. It's time to end. That needs to be over. So what do we realistically expect from this team this year that's starting in 2 days? And the original question was, are you in a place where you can look forward to baseball season again or no? Did you even know it's starting in 2 days? Are you, and I never blame anybody for this, still blinded by rage for the past several years and may never snap out of it? Don't blame me for that. Are you completely apathetic? Or are you actually excited for baseball season again? Like, okay, that nightmare is over, hopefully. And this could be an actual baseball team. Like, we had John Parrotto on a couple times, and he used that exact phrasing, said this looks like an actual baseball team. I'm really curious to hear from people where you're at with the Pirates as they get ready to start a new season where it looks like they could be competitive. And by competitive, I mean 70 to 75 game competitive, not a team that's tanking, not a team that's going to have... Who was the football player they had in the outfield for 2 years? Alfred? Alfred? Jay Alfred? What was his name?
Anthony Alfred.
Anthony Alfred.
Yeah.
They had a football player playing baseball.
I don't even know how long he lasted out there.
Neither do I, but it's just an example
right.
Of a multitude.
Of the kind of lineups that they were rolling out there.
Some of the worst lineups in Pirates history. It's been the most prodigious losing 3 years in a row in the history of the franchise. If you look at winning percentage, they would have lost maybe 110 games 3 years ago, and they've lost 100 back-to-back. I can only speak for myself, Folsy. I'm very much looking forward to this baseball season. I'm very curious. The last 2 years, last year there was some intrigue around prospects. This year there's that. Plus, can the team hang in there for a while? Can they be competitive? I'm interested. I'm excited for baseball season. I'm not ashamed to admit. You?
I think I'm in the same boat as you. I am excited for baseball season because I think we should be out of the 100 loss woods by now. There should be some progress made here. And if there's not, then that's a total referendum on everybody, really. The prospects coming up, you know, the O'Neill Cruises and the Key Brian Hayes, the guys that are supposed to be your cornerstone so far at the major league level. And then a referendum on Derek Shelton as the manager as well, which is another reason why I'm intrigued by this season, because I think we can finally put the evaluation test on Derek Shelton where he's got some talent to work on.
I'm actually going to pay attention.
Yes.
Like, when did he make a pitching change? It didn't matter the last 3 years. It didn't matter when he made a pitching change. His lineups didn't matter. His strategy, such as it was, didn't matter. None of it mattered. I didn't pay attention. I don't even know if Derek Shelton's the kind of guy who gives an early hook. I don't know how aggressive he is as a manager on base paths or anything else. I didn't pay attention. I paid attention to some of what I saw. I wasn't analyzing him because I realized it was a fruitless pursuit. But now I am. Now I'm going to start with game one, and I want to know what kind of manager this guy is. You know?
I think 70 wins is the bar for this season.
That's a great question, too. Please join us in a discussion in honor of Ron. 412-928-9370. What's the bar on wins, and are you interested? Like, what's your... And you can't control this, by the way. We can't control the feeling that arises in us in any situation in life. We can control what we do with it, but what's the feeling that arises here on the eve or the... What's the word for secondary eve, Fulzy?
I know second to last is penultimate, isn't it?
Penultimate.
Yeah.
The penultimate day before Pirates season. What feeling do you have? Don't care? Blind rage? Apathy, which is the same as don't care? Excitement? Interest? Curiosity? I'll never watch that team again. They stink. They're going to be good. Tell me a feeling that arises, a thought that arises here, 2 days before a new baseball season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.